But to be brought under the power of those things, it is sin. So again, you gotta understand all things in terms of excluding fornication, idolatry, adultery, effeminate. It's excluded. These things are not lawful to anyone. Abusers of themselves with mankind, we covered that. Thieves, that's not lawful under any circumstances. Covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers. We covered these. You know, all these things, they're not lawful. They're not lawful. It's not just that they're not expedient. No, they're just not lawful. Now, Paul is saying the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Don't be deceived. You can't do any of these things. You're washed, you're sanctified, you're justified by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here, he's switching over to things that are, you know, he has in mind things like food, meats for the belly for meats, things that you put into your body. Remember, Jesus said, nothing going into a man defiles him, but that which comes out of the man defiles him. For out of the heart proceed forth what? Lusts. Evil works. And also, well, what about food? Well, it's like, it's not the food going into you that's the sin. It's the lust for, you know, and the greediness and the, what's the word for it? The incontinence that is coming out of you, that you're displaying by overeating. That is what defiles. So this is along the doctrine of Christ and that, you know, what he's saying is, hey, all these sorts of things, you know, meats for the belly for meats, but God's going to destroy both it and them, the belly and the meats. Now, the body is not for fornication. If that's his way of clarifying you so you understand. It has to do with things that you put into your body that are lawful, but not expedient, you know. Because remember, he's coming out of a culture where it was unlawful to eat pork. It was unlawful to eat so many different kinds of foods. There were, you know, a lot of other things. Like, you couldn't travel more than a certain distance on the Sabbath day. There were a lot of laws in the New Testament became pretty much in no effect. We keep the Sabbath by keeping Christ. We keep any sort of religious festival by keeping Christ every day. Some people get caught up in one day, but Paul calls them weak in the faith. And we should receive them, but not to doubtful disputations. And we should not allow them to sit in judgment of people in the church. But God's going to destroy the belly, you know. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall they suffer any pain. Neither shall the sun smite them. It is written in the book of Revelation. Ultimately, the body as we know it is going to be changed. Though Jesus, after his resurrection, he did eat. And in the Old Testament, when angels came to meet Abraham, they ate with him. So it's actually a very interesting sort of idea. We know that that there is not supposed to be any, you know, they don't marry, they're not given in marriage. But there's talk about, and they don't need to eat. But they can eat. So. But I'm saying the body as we know it, and meat as we know it, is going to pass away. That's why, you know, in heaven, some people like to portray heaven as this just nonstop orgy, a food orgy. Others like to make it an orgy of sex, the Muslims. And the evangelicals like to say it's, oh, you can eat as many pastries as you want, and you'll never get fat. That's a lie. And that's just bringing carnality into the eternity. I'm not worried about heaven as far as getting there. I want to live eternally. There'll be a heaven and an earth. There's going to be a kingdom of heaven that's going to come onto the earth. And yet even now I want to sit down with Christ in the heavenly places. But in order to do that, I have to have a certain understanding and I have to walk a certain way. I have to walk as he walked to be able to sit as he sits. The body is not for fornication, but for the Lord. Our bodies are for God. Know you not that your body is the temple of the Lord? You know, actually, that's what he's about to say. Well, he's about to say, you know, your bodies are the members of Christ. God hath, you know, and the Lord for the body. I mean, the next verse gives you to understand, well, how is God for my body? God was for my body. Well, and God hath both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by his own power. He's going to raise our bodies up. They're going to be changed and made unto like unto his glorious body. The Lord, Jesus Christ. Our bodies are going to be like his bodies. But our bodies are going to stand up out of the earth. Whether they be from the brine of the sea, where there's nothing left. You know, they look at the Titanic, where all those souls went down. And they search the bottom of the floor. There's no bones. There's only shoes. Because the tannic acid used to make the shoes, I think it's tannic acid. Yeah, it is tannic acid. Tannic acid. But the tannic acid they used to make the shoes is too caustic. And the animals that live down there will not eat it. So they only find shoes, but no bones, no skeletons. And there's nothing down there. But even so, God will raise them from where they fell. You say, well, how's he going to do that? This isn't science or something like that. Remember, God took Adam and took the dust of the ground and formed it into a form, a man. And then he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And he became a living soul right there on the ground. Wherever God reckons and remembers you as falling or you dying, whatever wherever he puts his marker, so to speak, he's going to call you forth. The sea gave up the dead which were in it. Death and hell gave up the dead that were in them. Hell being the lower parts of the earth, the grave. Not, you know, not the lake of fire. There's a distinction between this hell of the grave, which is basically where everyone sleeps, as opposed to the hell, and Paul's going to talk about that in this book of 1 Corinthians. And there's the distinction between the hell, the English word hell is translated two different places. It's really ought to just be tossed out. The lake of fire and the grave. The grave is going to be delivered up. All those who are in their graves are going to be raised. And some are going to be raised to life eternal, others to destruction. God is going to raise our bodies up. All that are in their graves are going to hear his voice and come forth. That is the doctrine of Christianity. It's so